Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there's a baseball player. I'm trying to get his name right. It's Jeremy Affelt. Okay, Affelt. I hope I got that right. He's a pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. Mm-hmm. We know how great that sport is, Steve. The baseball and, you know, America's favorite pastime, as they say. And people are enjoying that. Well, this pitcher, who just wrote a book, by the way, it's called To Stir a Movement, Life, Justice, and Major League Baseball.
Wow.
He writes in his book that back in 2010, he was able to get an awesome contract with the San Francisco Giants, and his contract was for $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
He realized in his paycheck that they paid him $4.5 million.
Really?
They paid him $500,000 above his contract. Well, he instantly recognized that that was a mistake, and so he returned all $500,000 back to them.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Returned it all now. Now, the manager, Bobby Evans at the time, is saying, hey, you know, it was well within the contract. They put that in there, you know, and if they've passed the limit of time where that should be, you know, retracted, it's yours. You know, that's a bonus. It's yours, you know. And this was Jeremy's response. Because he's a believer.
Uh-huh.
He says, I won't sleep well at night knowing I took that money, because every time I open my paycheck, I'll know it's not right.
Oh,
wow.
How awesome is that?
That is cool.
How awesome is that?
Integrity. I mean,
integrity.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bonus because the person rings up something at Walmart and doesn't ring that
right,
up.
Right, no. Makes a mistake.
Yeah, it makes a mistake. That's not a bonus. That's not a blessing from God either, okay? Yeah. Let's just talk about that right now. It's not a blessing from God. It's just not yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yours. Somebody paid for that. Somebody cost for that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just love that integrity where he says, listen, I just can't, I won't even sleep well that right, knowing that I profited off of someone's simple mistake.
Right.
It's $500,000. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. And so it's really great to see that. And I was like, wow, cool deal, man. And what an example he's setting for himself and for others. You know, if you're tempted like that ever, you just remember, say, listen, you know, you want to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the right thing. And check this out. Sometime later, he had to re-sign his contract. So he re-signed his contract.
Yeah.
Remember, his first contract was $4 million.
Right.
Well, the Lord knows how to bless integrity, doing the right thing. He signed a new contract for $18 million for 3 years.
Wow. Wow. 18, that's a nice raise.
That's a fourfold raise. And he attributes that to his earlier decision to return. Listen, you walk for your boss and you say, listen, you mistakenly paid me and I don't want you to give me anything more than what's owed to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a keeper.
Right.
You know what I mean? You
want to keep him around.
That catches attention because how many people do that? How many people bring attention to that?
Yeah. Well, that's my bonus. Mm-hmm. Especially in that type of business. I mean, you can blow yourself out and get an injury and you're done. It's finished.
Right. Yeah.
You're not going to get another dollar nowhere. Most of these negotiations are pretty tough negotiations.
Yeah.
You know, and you have agents fees and all that. A lot of times these players, they don't even get the whole full of their contract because they got to pay an agent maybe 30%, maybe, you know, maybe more.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot because if you're thinking about everything that kind of goes into just, like you're saying, everything behind the scenes of what you don't see of just, okay, the gross might be 18, but you look at sponsors or all this other things, it's just, to me, it's just how many people are just paying attention to his character.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's so much more than his salary. It's just, we've talked about many times before, so many professional athletes, God has raised them to that position of influence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not just about the income. It's about how are you affecting the world? How are you affecting those little leaguers playing? They're looking at your character. They're not looking at just your paycheck.
Or your stats.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest stat shouldn't be how many points you scored or, you know, how many runs batted in or home runs or any of those. I mean, your biggest stat is what the world sees in your character.
You're a role model.
Exactly. Whether we like it, we're all role models, though, not just baseball players.
Right.
You know, sometimes, oftentimes, you're the only Christ that someone's going to see. Mm-hmm. So it does matter how we do things. You know, we don't live on an island, and our decisions are not independent. You know, all of our decisions affect somebody else. Oh, yeah. That thought alone should help us to do the right thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your decisions definitely affect the lives of others, and it's when you become when you get that realization, there's that maturing point. You're like, wow, my life affects others.
Exactly. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, I want to encourage you to get the book. We're gonna have it on the torch. It's entitled "To Stir a Movement: Life, Justice, and Major League Baseball."
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.